Classes are wrapping up in schools across New Hampshire. This year saw a new class offered at Hudson Middle School. Its aim? To teach kids to be more grateful, kind, and confident. And while some question whether students need a daily lesson in what's known as positive psychology, administrators say the program is having an impact beyond just good behavior. NHPR contributor Cheryl Rich-Kern files this report.
Hudson Middle School principal Keith Bowen noticed a disturbing trend a couple of years ago.
We had recognized that a lot of our student achievement scores hadn't changed with all of the efforts that we put in here.
Test scores are one thing, but then Bowen noticed more troubling trends.
We started to hear about the opioid crisis. There was an inordinate amount of sixth graders who had lost a parent, partially because of opioid use, partially due to suicide.
In other words, students were dealing with challenges bigger than algebraic equations.
They were coming in just under this cloud of things that were happening outside of school and really trying to deal with that and trying to learn at the same time, and it wasn't working.
Around this time, Bowen heard about a program from the Greater Nashua YMCA for elementary school kids to boost self-esteem. He spent the next couple of years with the YMCA and Riviera University to develop a similar program for middle schoolers. The theory behind it is simple. When kids are happy, they perform better in school.
All right, hey, let's sit in the living room. We'll be nice and comfortable in the living room.
That's Erin Mitchell with the YMCA. She stands in a room that looks nothing like a typical middle school. The space is furnished with powder blue couches, ruby red chairs, a couple of cafe tables and stools.
We're going to talk about our strengths and our wishes, okay?
Mitchell, who on this spring morning wears a basketball jersey and athletic shorts, spreads a deck of picture cards on a table.
Everybody got it? Cool. So what I want you to do is, if you see a picture that describes something that you're really good at, grab it, come back, have a seat, and we'll talk about it for a second. Who wants to go first?
Liv. First.
Let's hear it.
Seventh grader Olivia Gentili latches onto a photo of a nurse treating a patient.
And one of my strengths is helping people.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to pack for the troops this weekend.
Okay, cool.
We make cards.
The students also journal, meditate to reduce stress, and reflect on what it means to be kind.
All right, so let's go over our list. Go for it.
Okay.
Giving notes to the staff, open doors for people, invite someone to sit at lunch, and pick up trash.
Nice.
Andrea Musso of Riviera says the 9-week class helps students to think differently about how to grow their talents.
I'm not good at this yet, but if I learn and I work with people and I practice, then I can develop the skills that I need.
Of course, there's a flip side to confidence and persistence, says Musso. Bullies are persistent. That's why she says students receive praise for their efforts, but in context.
We're teaching them about the power of doing nice things for other people so that when we're teaching kids to be confident, it's in character strengths that we know tend to help people do well.
Nice job. Okay, I'll take up these lists. Thank you guys. Nice job today. I will see you tomorrow.
The class ends and students spill into the wide hallway with a mix of exuberance and caution. They're still figuring out where they fit in. Mallory Bushnack is 12. Her rocky start to middle school was typical.
It was very, very nerve-wracking. I was terrified.
When she failed to grasp a concept in class, she froze.
It's hard to ask a teacher. It really is. You know, some people get scared that kids are going to tease them because they don't understand something.
But then she joined Mitchell's class. An activity where other kids described her traits changed everything.
Some of them said I was brave. It was definitely a shock. You know, it just makes you feel good about yourself.
Do you think before taking this program, you would have been comfortable doing this radio interview?
I don't think I would be. I think I would be very, very scared.
Hudson is partnering with middle schools in Nashua and Merrimack to expand the program. The key, they say, is to reach kids when they're young and malleable, because those struggling now are more likely to drop out in high school. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich-Kern.